Why the best M&A deals are won or lost on culture first hook. What if the reason your last deal underperformed had nothing to do with the financials and everything to do with a conversation nobody bothered to have before the ink dried? Because here's the uncomfortable truth. Culture kills more deals than bad EBITDA ever will. Context right now. The M&A world is getting a live masterclass in exactly this. GE Healthcare just made a deliberate talent move that every acquirer should be studying. Audi is cutting full-year guidance and using phrases like large-scale structural changes, which is corporate speak for we waited too long. These aren't isolated headlines. They're signals. And at the Mogul Empire, we've seen this movie enough times to know how it ends. 3KEY insights first. GE Healthcare just promoted Jennifer Latshaw-McClay to head of HR for the US and Canada after 26 years building institutional knowledge from the inside. That's not a routine HR move. That's a company deliberately promoting a culture carrier over importing an outsider to fix a mess. In M&A terms, when a target company has someone like McClay, someone charged with aligning people strategy, driving organizational effectiveness, and building culture at scale, integration timelines shrink and employee attrition drops. Smart acquirers ask during diligence, does this company have that person? If the answer is no, that's a risk factor, not a footnote. Second, Audi cut its full-year guidance this week, blaming China headwinds and geopolitical pressure. CFO Jürgen Rittersberger's language, realign our business model, large-scale structural changes, translates plainly to, we got comfortable and now urgency is painful. For M&A practitioners, this is a live case study in acquisition risk. How does a leadership team respond to adversity? Do they pivot fast or do they issue guidance cuts and blame the macro? That answer tells you more about integration potential than 3 years of EBITDA history ever will. Third, here's the through line. As Brian Smith put it directly, the deals that look great on paper but blow up in execution almost always have the same root cause. Two cultures that nobody bothered to reconcile before the ink dried. Smart acquirers spend as much time understanding how a leadership team thinks and operates as they do analyzing the financials. Because that's where real value either gets created or quietly evaporates. Takeaway before your next LOI. Add one question to your diligence checklist. Who owns culture inside this company? And how long have they been there? Pull their LinkedIn. Look at their mandate. And ask your deal team whether that person would survive the first 90 days post-close. That single question could save the entire deal. CTA read the full article on the Midas blog at agentmidas.xyz. And if you want a, I generated content like this for your business every single morning. Start your free trial at agentmidas.xyz.